Good morning. That was Your Best American Girl by Mitski, starting us off on this fine Tuesday. Why won't it pause? There we go. If you're just joining us, this is Liam on my show Moon Songs, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I was checking the calendar, and I think this is my second to last or my third to last show of the semester. Unfortunately, it was just too busy of a long weekend for me to actually put a real playlist together. So this is going to be one of those build as we go kind of playlists, but I do have some stuff in mind. So I've got like 4 songs queued. So we're good for the next little bit. Anyways, tell me why I woke up this morning and it's 32 degrees. What is that about? Isn't it supposed to be April? Isn't it supposed to be late April? Every flower is blooming. The grass is green. The birds are singing. I wake up, 32 degrees, frost on the cars. Who decided that was okay? Because it certainly wasn't me. So while we ruminate on the lower than average temperatures this morning, let's listen to some music to distract us from that sad fact. What you just heard was Your Best American Girl by Mitski, and next up we have a song by a group called Tamarin called Crane Kiss. So here's that. If you're just joining us, that song you just heard was called You Got Time and I Got Money by a group called Smurz. Smurz. It's spelled S-M-E-R-Z. So I'm just assuming it's Smurz. Before that was a song called Crane Kiss by Tamarin? Who knows? I just heard those songs for the first time yesterday and I was like, let's put them on the playlist. Next up is another song that I heard recently and decided, you know what, let's just add it. This is called Angel Mine by Cowboy Junkies.
Never betray your trust. tipolo Samoa Sama Kinhawa Nice ka makasama San ka
That was a song called San by an artist called Maki, who comes out of the Philippines, more specifically Quezon City, which used to be the capital until Manila was declared the capital. He has some viral songs off an EP called Tanong in 2023. And I really like that. I don't know. Yeah, he is signed to Tarsier Records. He's signed to a recording company called Tarsier Records, which I really like because that's a very cool primate native to the Philippines and some other countries in Southeast Asia. So I think that's kind of cool. But yeah, good stuff. So after hearing that one, we are switching to a different artist. I don't know. Got to work on these transitions, folks. Not great this morning. I did only wake up less than an hour ago, so we're still waking up. This song is by Grant Perez, and it is called My Heart, It Beats For You.
For you, though we are miles apart,
I hope you enjoyed that one. I'd actually never heard that song before until just now playing it on the radio for all of you. So thank you, Laura, for that recommendation along with the one just before. That was My Heart, It Beats For You by Graham Perez. Now it's time to read a quick PSA. This one is about why not grow your own. If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Very timely for yesterday. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual or 12 plants per household. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. I, for one, am excited. Well, excited for many reasons for the summer and late spring. But one of those things is that at home, we always have a big garden every year. We do herbs, kitchen herbs. We do lots of flowers. We tend to do tomatoes and hot peppers. Sometimes some beans or peas. And pretty soon, it's going to be morning glory season, which is super exciting. The morning glories, we have these really pretty blue, purple ones that come up in my front yard right around my birthday every year, so wait about a month, those will be up. But that's enough of that. You guys are here for the music. You're not here to hear about my garden at home. So we're switching up the vibe a little bit. If you're somebody that is on TikTok or Reels, Instagram Reels at all, maybe you've seen that a specific dance from Chicago, the musical, has been making the rounds once again. The Hot Honey Rag. It's a fun little ditty, and I'm going to play the instrumental, the orchestra thing. Here it is, Hot Honey Rag.
Okay, you babes of jazz, let's pick up the pace. Let's shake the blues away, let's make the parties longer and the skirts shorter and shorter. The music hotter, and let's all drive to hell in a fast car and keep it hot.
We'll be right back.
I don't know about you guys, but right now is kind of the perfect time of year to be watching Mamma Mia, the movie, I believe released in 2008, but who truly knows. You know, Amanda Seyfried has been gathering the original cast to do a Mamma Mia 3, which Meryl Streep has already said, heck yeah, I want to be part of Mamma Mia 3, but her character died. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. But Amanda Seyfried, if anyone can do it, you can do it. She also wants to add Sabrina Carpenter to the cast, which I think would be awesome. And then I think also Sydney Sweeney, which I'm less psyched about, but we'll see what happens with that. That song you just heard was Does Your Mother Know, which of course the music from these movies is by the Swedish pop group ABBA. But that version was sung by Christine Baranski. And actually, I'm going to play another song from that soundtrack. This is Honey Honey, sung by Amanda Seyfried. So here we go.
I know what. Mascara. Here, take my Kleenex, wipe that lipstick away. Show me your face, clean as the morning. I know things were bad, but now they're okay. Suddenly Seymour is standing beside you. Don't need no makeup, don't have to pretend. Suddenly Seymour is here to provide you sweet understanding. Seymour's your friend.
Treated me kindly. Daddy left early. Mama was poor. I'd meet a man and I'd follow him blindly. He'd snap his fingers. Me, I'd say sure.
Forever, tell me the bad times are clean washed away.
Please understand that it's still strange and frightening. For losers like I've been, it's so hard to say.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
I'll kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry.
If you're not listening to that song, I don't like that song. I just cued it because I didn't remember what it was and I actually don't like it. So we're not listening to it.
Hey,
Thank you all for tuning in this morning to my radio show. This is Liam on Moonsongs, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Free From Radio. If you're just joining us, that was Voice Inside My Head by The Chicks off their album Taking the Long Way. And before that was another song off the same album, Baby Hold On. I hope you enjoyed the set, the playlist today. And I'll be back next week and probably the week after as well, before the summer schedule begins. So enjoy your week. Hopefully it gets a little warmer today, but at least the sun is out. And tune in next week for another installment. Here is my last song for the day, Kissing Lessons by Lucy Dacus.
Rachel was a year older when I was in the second grade. I thought she might know everything. I took her word like a golden ring. I asked her how to win my man, and she said, I know just the thing. Give me lip gloss and a hair toss, and after school, a lesson in kissing. She called me by the name of her crush. Couldn't decide if she was cold or Justin. I think I called her baby or darling most of the time. We take turns being seduced, imagining the day we'd come into use. Imagining the day we'd start breaking hearts and taking names. She wanted a three-story house.
I can still recall.